Welcome to another episode of Prescription for Life. My name is Linda Gallick. I'm the Health and Wellbeing Consultant at Bell & Health. And I'm so pleased to be joined today by Jane Delke Stozic. She is an RN in our Women's Generation clinic.
Yes.
At Bellin.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah. So interested in learning so much of what Bellin has going on regarding women's health, but specifically fertility, because that's something that's a big concern to a lot of people, and we just want to learn more about it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So why don't you start out by sharing a little bit about kind of how you got to Bellin, what you do at Bellin.
Absolutely.
What does your life look like?
So I have, well, I have three kids, okay. And my life actually started with troubles with conceiving, actually. My husband and I at the time were trying to conceive for about 3 years. We went to a different clinic. We got the medications. I wasn't ovulating on my own. No regular cycles, nothing like that. We were torn. Our hearts hurt because every month I would get my period, and it was really frustrating. One of my friends actually told me to call women's specialty care at the time. Her name was Carmen. She was the fertility coordinator there. And she guided me through. I was in nursing school at the time, and she guided me through with the providers there. We actually got pregnant on our first cycle with working with women's specialty care. And I just knew that that was just something in my heart that when I graduated, I wanted to be Carmen. That was my ultimate goal in life. And then Bellin had bought women's specialty care, and I got a call from Carmen that she was actually transitioning into more of a leadership role with Bellin, and they wanted me to apply for the position because she still remembered me after my daughter, and I obviously got the job, and I've been in this job for 7 years now.
Oh,
and
awesome.
And now I have a stepson, and I have another daughter who is 18 months old. Had to do fertility treatment again with her.
Okay.
And it just, my patients just mean so much to me because just seeing their struggle, I feel like I can just be with them and know in their hearts what they're feeling every time that they get this period or not, or have irregular cycles or can't get pregnant. So I absolutely love my job. I honestly don't even feel like it's a job some days. I just feel like I'm talking to my friends every day.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
But
yeah, I'm just so thrilled to have you here today because I think, you know, what people sometimes just need to hear is hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope.
That's our word that we are always striving to just remind our patients that I know that this month it didn't work, but let's change things around. Let's really focus on this, and this, and let's have our hope and cheerleaders. We are cheerleaders there because we just have to keep positivity in the office for sure.
And there's so much that can be done now. And
absolutely.
I feel like I personally know so many people that have struggled with fertility, and eventually they all have ended up having babies.
I love it.
Work
I just
that you're
love
doing.
It. Yes, I love. We love getting those positive pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
I know from when I started to where I'm at, the increase in numbers of patients that I have is tremendous. I think right now we're a little over 100 active patients, which is just we love it. We love getting new patients, new consults, meeting new people, new couples, and what their adventure is.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the increase is due to? Do you feel like you're getting more exposure? Are people just learning more about there being options for fertility treatment?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's the exposure. I think word of mouth is a big thing. And I think people are just being more advocates for themselves. They're wanting to know why. Why am I not getting a period? Why am I not getting pregnant? Mm-hmm. What's happening with me? And they're not afraid to call. And I think really just talking to either friends of a friend or they have a really good relationship with their, you know, their primary care provider or their OBGYN. And then, you know, they provide that information to them where they can call us and kind of establish care, get a consult started.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what does it look like? So someone is out there, they're hearing this podcast right now, they're watching it, and they're struggling with infertility, they want to reach out, they want to get started. What does that journey kind of look like for them?
Yeah, great question. So how it usually starts is it's all insurance-based too. If they need a referral, we ask that they get the referral from their primary care provider. The primary care provider sends in that referral. Courtney and I, the fertility nurses, call the patient directly. We get a history on the phone, and then we set them up with either an OBGYN or a nurse midwife at one of our clinics. We have the Van Buren Clinic or we have the Development Drive Clinic. Mm-hmm. It's kind of preference of what the patient would like. Mm-hmm. If they don't know any of the providers there, we kind of, you know, we feel what the patient is and who they would have the best relationship with. We get them scheduled for the consult. At the consult, they meet with Courtney or I, and then they meet with the provider right after. We make a full fertility plan right there. Okay. Usually with that fertility plan, it's going to involve labs. It's going to involve a baseline ultrasound, semen analysis for the partner, of course, and then possibly surgery if endometriosis is a factor, or it's called a hysterosalpingogram. It's a dye study to take a look at those fallopian tubes. Okay. So that's kind of where we start. Typically, the labs are done on a day three of a period. So, you know, depending on if we have to get a period started or if they get regular cycles and they're just, you know, they just call with that day one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how does somebody know? Like when should someone reach out and kind of start to maybe be aware of, maybe I do need some assistance. Maybe there's a reason things aren't happening. Like what do you all advise?
So what we tell our patients, if they're over the age of 35 and they've been trying to conceive with regular cycles for 6 months and no success, they need to be following up. Let's get calling here. After the age of 35, women are considered advanced maternal age, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we want to get started sooner rather than later. Yeah. If women are less than 35 of age and they have regular cycles, they're tracking their periods, and they haven't had any success after a year, it's time to start reaching out. If there is a known factor such as a tubal factor, a male factor that they already know about, honestly, I think it's very beneficial if they reach out sooner rather than later even. Mm-hmm. What we always kind of tell of our patients, even if they want to establish care with an OBGYN to get that relationship even before wanting to get pregnant and having a preconception counseling, I think it's really smart on their behalf just to go over prenatals, you know, if weight loss is needed, just to have that healthiest lifestyle prior to getting pregnant is really smart.
And I think one thing we really pride ourselves on at Bellin that I have seen again and again and again, we so believe in building these relationships with our patients. Mm-hmm. And so we want to know you.
Yes.
We want to get...
I completely agree.
We want your history. We want to know about things because we will be better able to care for you.
Exactly.
In that way.
I agree with you 100%. All of our providers at the Generations Clinic, if you have been seen at different clinics around the area, we want that history, like you said. We want to know that we aren't duplicating something, that we aren't testing something twice for financial purposes. We want to know that whole person all the time. And I agree with you, Bellin does an amazing job with just having that history and having all the resources outside of even just for fertility, just having so many resources at our clinics, whether it's dietitian or pelvic floor therapy, counseling services, everything, because this is a stressful time for the couple. So
So that kind of leads into my next question, because I was kind of wondering how it varies from like your typical, you know, medical type thing. I mean, this is a really delicate situation that people are dealing with. So what does that look like, and how do you all just kind of provide that extra care to help people through this?
I know. So like you said, this is such, and it can be a private journey that a lot of people are almost embarrassed to talk about. Mm-hmm. But what we remind our patient is there are so many people like them in this world and in this area that we want them to accept us as their friends first off, and understand that we are here for them no matter what. I think what's kind of the difference with Bellin is we have on-call cell phones for the weekend call. If a period would start on a weekend, the patient is more than welcome to call us, so they don't have to be stressed about if they have to get in for a day three labs or a day three ultrasound. They can call the phone or text the on-call cell phone. Courtney and I always have it, and we get back to them in a timely manner. Because knowing going into a weekend, is my period going to start? What if it doesn't? That's stress. That's so much stress on someone.
Yeah.
I remember when I started my journey, I texted Carmen on Thanksgiving to let her know that I started and I needed to start Clomid and a medication on a certain day. And I was so stressed being a holiday. Mm-hmm. And she was so amazing, called me right back, and we got all taken care of.
Wow.
And so that's why we just want our patients to know that we're there. Like, we're different than everyone else. We have a smaller community-based with fertility nurses. Yes, there's only two of us, but we work our hardest to get everyone what they need, especially working around work schedules. You know, a lot of times fertility is not covered by insurance, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So families need to work while doing treatment. So it's nice that we try our hardest to work around their work schedules for both parties, the male and the female, at times if need be.
Yeah. Awesome.
I know.
So much great information. I'm just so happy to know that this exists and this is a part of Bella and it's a part of care that we provide, you know, in our community. Anything else that you wanted to mention or anything that we didn't get to talk about today?
Yeah, what's really nice that Bellin does offer too is we work with many IVF centers around the United States that we can do satellite monitoring. We do stat labs, and we guarantee stat labs same day, and ultrasounds 7 days a week. So that's a big, big help for a lot of our families that are going through IVF in the area. We work a lot with Milwaukee clinics, Illinois, even all the way to New York. So we provide those services and we offer the 35% discount if you don't have insurance coverage.
Okay.
So yeah, same day pay is 35% discount.
All right.
Yeah, on all of our services. It's really super nice.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just really appreciate you being here, Jane.
Thank you.
Appreciate the conversation and just, you know, educating our community on all these wonderful things that we have available.
Absolutely.
So, if someone wants to start that journey, how do they reach out to you?
They can call the Generations Clinic, the main line, and then the one of the ladies up front is more than welcome to transfer us right to our direct line to our office, or they can contact their PCPs through Bellin, and they have our contact information as well.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And always remember that too. You can always talk to your PCP and get connected.
Absolutely.
As well.
They know us.
Great. Good. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much
for taking
the time today.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being here. And hopefully for our listeners, we hope this was helpful for you today. Please share this information with somebody that may be struggling, you know, in the area of fertility. Please pass this on in the Bellin region. So we hope you like, subscribe, and share this podcast, and have a great day.
Thank you.